marriage, love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Kelly Bundy, you have just been elected President of the United States. What message would you give to the American people?
Let's dance.
Oh no, not the President dream again. Kel!
Who let the dog in the White House?
Got a date tonight. Now, I need you to smell me. Tell me what you think.
Ah, that daring combination of Noxzema and Vaseline. You know, it has that sexy, just out of the hospital smell.
It's Open Sesame, you idiot. The official cologne of Buster Douglas. One shot and you're down for the count.
Face it, bud. You're a cootie. So you have two choices. You can either go out with the female version of yourself, a cootessa, or you could try a human girl, in which case you're gonna need money.
I'm home. Fuck you, dog! Back, I say! Sit down! Heel! I don't have any money, I swear.
Jackpot!
Kids, wait a minute. Your old dad's starving. Could you please just... I wonder where the monster is. There's the coffin opening now.
Feel good. 8 hours at night, 8 hours during the day. So, you going to work, coming home, what?
I'm never sure. I just go where the car takes me.
Al, what are we going to do tonight?
Peg, I thought tonight we might do something different. You know the newlywed couple at the end of the block? I peeked in their window.
Oh, you're so kinky, baby.
Peg, I want to do what they were doing.
Well, I'm game. What were they doing?
They were eating! Like everyone else on the block, like on every other block all across the country. Feed me, feed me. You don't have any food, that's all right. Take an arm, cook it up, pass the ketchup. Just feed me.
You know what would take your mind off of food?
Eating?
No, silly. Taking me out. Let's go to the movies. I know one we'd both enjoy. It's Shirley MacLaine, Glenn Close, Meryl Streep, and Sally Struthers in Woody Allen's Oh My Head.
Please feed me.
Get the door, honey.
No.
It must be that pizza I ordered for you.
Hi, Al.
Well, it's flat and cheesy, but it's no pizza.
Oh, pizza tonight, huh? Save up a few paychecks, did we?
Peg, it's for you. It's Frosty the Snowman. Now, where's my pizza?
Honey, you couldn't really believe I ordered you a pizza.
You really did order me a pizza, didn't you?
Oh, of course I did, honey. Well, you can see my evening's entertainment. What do you got going?
I'm going dancing. Hey, since neither of us has a man, why don't you join me?
Gee, I don't know.
You know, Peg, the good thing about it, if he's more than 20 minutes late, we get it for free.
Uh, dancing, you say?
It's coming. It's coming.
I don't know if I should be here, Mars. I feel guilty having fun while Al's still alive.
There is nothing wrong with going out every now and then to a classy place for some good, innocent fun. Oh, boys! Incoming.
Oh, look at the desperation. It's just everywhere. Can people really be so hard up for human contact?
Want to dance?
You bet. Gee. You're so dry. I didn't know a man could be so dry.
I never knew a woman could be so red. You know, you dance divinely.
Oh, do you really think so?
Yeah, I just wonder if maybe next dance I could lead.
Oh. You know, I haven't done it in 2 years.
Oh, yeah. You haven't danced in 2 years?
Well, I haven't danced in 12 years.
You know, at first I thought you were just being playful, but I do believe that's my wallet you've got in your hand.
Oh, I'm sorry. Force of habit.
So, where are we going?
Anywhere you want, babe. Now, I told you, when you're with me, the world is your oyster.
I'm not getting on a bus. And I want to get fed.
No problem. Dad, I need 20 bucks fast. Look what I got waiting for me.
She's a tramp.
I love that cologne.
Yeah, right.
Hi, honey. I ordered you a pizza.
Ah, no, I'm not falling for that one. I was at that window so long, the neighborhood kids thought I was a jack-o'-lantern. Now, feed me or feed me to something. I just want to be part of the food chain.
Al, would you just forget about food? Come dancing with me. It'll be fun. You can hold me like you used to.
Oh, come on, Peg. That was after a six-pack and a dare.
Well, all right. I'll go dancing by myself. But I'm warning you, it's getting harder and harder to fend off the men.
Oh, Peg, I trust you, but if you do meet another man, you must promise me this. Don't feed him, because that would really hurt.
You stink.
Wash my socks.
Dad, how come you let Mom go dancing all the time?
Well, Pumpkin, that's just something that married people do every now and then so they don't have to see each other.
Well, every time that Mom goes out, she asks if it's okay with you. It's because she wants you to say, "Don't go, stay here with me, I love you." See, sometimes people just test you to see whether or not you care. Anyhow, I'm going out. I've got a date with 3 bikers. One of them just got out of prison. I probably won't be home till about 3 or 4 in the morning.
Have a nice time, honey. Gee, I hope that wasn't a desperate cry for help. Oh, well, at least I'm alone. Well, I hope.
hope that's a Jehovah Witness.
Wanting to discuss hours of philosophical observation.
You Al Bundy?
Yes, hold the applause. What do you want?
I just think you ought to know that your wife has been seeing my husband.
Let me get this straight. Pardon the expression. You say that your husband is running around with my wife?
Yes.
Your husband?
Yes.
You know you're a guy, right?
Yes.
Well, then we got three guys that won't touch my wife. What's the problem?
It's Andy. I'm afraid that he's slipping away from me. You see, before me, he had a woman.
But before my wife, I had a woman, too.
You don't understand. This is serious. He's been leaving the house every Tuesday and Thursday. I trail him in the station wagon. They dance all night. They giggle. She dips him. She lifts him. She tosses him around the room like Godzilla with a railroad car. Oh, God! What did I do to deserve this?
Easy, big fella. Easy there. I'm sure we can figure out what happened. Maybe your guy isn't getting what he needs at home.
Oh, no. Our sex is great.
I don't want to hear about that. Do you cook for him?
Every day. My mother always said, a happy man is a well-fed man, and I do feed my man, I'll tell you that.
We'd like to know what you make for him.
Well, tonight, for example, I made him a nice juicy steak.
And what else?
Nice baked potato.
You made it yourself? It's not the kind where he has to go to the door and wait and the potato never comes.
No. But that's terrible when that happens.
Well, maybe he's just tired of you sitting at home while he's out working.
No, I work. I'm an office manager, 40,000 a year.
That bastard? Guys like that deserve what they get.
He's getting your wife.
Well, let the punishment fit the crime.
I don't know. Maybe it's my fault. Andy's a man about town, whereas I just like to stay home and watch a ball game.
Wait a second. Wait a second. You work, you cook, and you like sports?
Yeah, except for soccer. I mean, that's not really a man's game.
I love you.
You know, I just don't understand it. I mean, I know that Andy's crazy about me, and yet he hasn't made a move on me. He's been a total gentleman. What's wrong with him?
Well, who cares? You gotta see this guy's tattoo. It's a ship. You should see his sub.
You know, it's not like I want to do anything with Andy. Just want to turn him on, drive him wild, make him sweat, and then say no. Just like I always meant to in high school.
Hiya, beautiful.
So, do you find me beautiful?
I think you are the most beautiful woman I've ever known, except for my mother, and of course, Judy Garland.
Oh, Andy, you're embarrassing me.
I've got something to tell you.
I bet you do.
Well, I want to be honest with you because you've always been honest with me, Lola.
Oh, Andy. I know what it is that you have to say, but before your passion bursts into flame, I have to tell you, you can't have me because, I'm engaged. Oh, all right. I'm married.
I have a confession to make, too. I'm also married.
You pig! You've got a lot of nerve leading me on.
I didn't mean to. I just wanted to have a good time and, you know, get out of the house. Besides, just because you're married doesn't mean you're dead.
Doesn't mean you're alive, either. You know, the one good thing about us both being married is it sort of takes the pressure out of this flirtation. Mm. I mean, you don't have to worry about turning me on, and I don't have to worry about turning you on. But if that should happen, then that's just something you'll have to deal with.
Oh, I like to see a man enjoying his food. Want some cake?
Babe, it's warm.
Yeah, I just baked it. I'm sorry about using a dog dish, but you have no plates.
Well, that's okay. See? It says my name on the side. What are you sitting all the way over there for?
Al, you gotta help me. I want my husband back. Isn't there any way you can talk to him?
I don't know, Pete. What about us? Won't that interfere with our quality time?
No, Al. I'll make time. I'll make time for you. We'll go to a ball game, make us a picnic basket with crispy fried chicken. I'll even get you your very own bowl.
My own dog bowl with just my name on it? Well, that sounds too good to be true. You're not just saying it, are you, Pete?
I'm not a food tease, Al. I'll fry for you, if you can get my man back.
I'll do it.
To you, Al.
To us.
A shoe salesman? Come on, nobody's a shoe salesman.
Well, he thought he'd start at the bottom and stay there. Yeah. Oh my God, it's Al.
I'm out of here.
No, you're not. Hold me tight. Maybe he'll get jealous and finally show me some attention.
No, he's awfully big.
Yes, and he's tough, too. But don't worry, I won't let him hurt you. How dare you! Oh, Al, I'm so glad you're here. The things he wanted me to do. Kick a hole in him, honey.
Is your name Andy?
Yes, sir.
Get over there!
Oh, Marcy. Al's gonna kick the hell out of Andy. He does care.
Look, I don't care what you're doing with my wife. But you got a good man at home that any man would be proud to call his wife. He cooks. He cleans. He works. You've obviously gotten over that little he's a man thing. So what else do you want from the poor guy?
Oh, Marcy. Al's so cute when he's jealous.
Now, I'm the one that ought to be going out at night. I'm married to that over there. But you... You ought to be home with a man who can bake a potato like nobody's business.
You had Pete's potato?
I did. And I would have had his peach cobbler, too, if the damn dog didn't come get his bowl back. Now you go home and tell your wife that you love her.
You're right, Al. And if you don't mind my saying so, you should go tell your wife you love her.
Mind your own business.
Sorry. Well, guess I've got a wife to go talk to.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Well, Mr. I don't care what you do. Paint you green. You were jealous.
I was not jealous.
Was too. Admit you care.
Would that make you happy?
Yes.
care.
I'm not convinced.
It's because I don't care.
Come and dance with me.
I care, I care.
Too late, too late. Gee, Andy was real good looking, huh?
I'm trying to count here, Peg.
You know, this ought to be a lesson to you, Al. If you don't want me, there's plenty of guys that do.
Right.
You should have seen the way he looked at me. He wanted me bad.
Everybody wants you bad, Peg. Every one of us.
Oh, admit you're lucky to have me as your wife. I could have had anyone. I could have had Andy at the snap of a finger. He was sexy. He was hot. He was...
He was a homo, Peg.